Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Good day, every day. Soon the clouds will free the rain. Let the secret of the sunshine. Good day, every day. The mother peacock doesn't show. Father's feathers colorful. Sometimes credit due who isn't always credit given. Lion reigns throughout the land. King of the jungle. Returning to his den, he finds the stars have fallen closely. Good day, every day.
Soon good day.
Let the secret of
he's doing a review of a story on organic corn. This program finds its roots in corn, so I'm happy to see that organic corn is being grown for the profit motive is great in every area. I'm a great believer in the capitalist system, and you go down the street, that will provide you with the most return for your effort. So there are there's always a controversy. And I say in the modern era, the controversy has been, based around what is really good for you. And there are some people who think, some conventional farmers, who believe that organic substances is just a fad. It doesn't really, if you want to know the truth, organic, or the creation of the term organic, was just something used to sell. It doesn't make any difference whether you buy organic strawberries or regular strawberries, or organic corn or regular corn. The payout, however, is wildly different. A bushel of corn, net maybe in the current market, if you're lucky, $4 a bushel, grow the same amount of organic corn, $10 a bushel. When I was milking cows, if I had switched to the organic system, which I could have done any time because I basically was running an organic facility, the milk that I would sell in the pool, which is the way you get it if it's in the store, it's been bought out of the pool by whoever the processor is, and the pool is a government a government-created way to keep price controls in effect to benefit the people who are selling you the milk for $3.99 a gallon when it costs the farmer $4.50 to make it, you know, that kind of a deal. So anyway, but selling milk on, and I excuse me because I swallowed a grape the wrong way during the news.
You all right?
That's what, as a tear in my voice. Anyway, I was talking while I was eating the grape. Meredith and I were talking about a couple of things, and I was trying to get something to eat and talk at the same time. Not a good process. Anyway, so in the farming circles that I travel in, there are lots of people who are doing organic, and it nets them a whole. The milk now that you're buying in the store, regular milk, is $14, $15 a hundredweight. Costs the average farmer $23 to $24 a hundredweight to make it. So you see how much money they're losing. But if you were to be doing the same process, had your cows in the feed and everything certified organic, you could sell the same milk for $30, $31 a hundredweight, which translates down to, it's twice as much as you get, but I mean, in terms of what you can sell. I sold my raw milk, which is the same as pretty much the equivalent of organic milk, for $11.50 a gallon, and that wasn't enough to cover what it cost me to do it. People just don't want to, in America, people don't want to pay what it costs to have good food. And thus, you have the McDonald's phenomenon. All right, here's another thing. This kind of stuff drives me nuts. The overextended focus on global warming and climate change, because one is related to the other, but nobody can convincingly prove to you. They can tell you that they can, but they can't really prove to you that one is even related to the other. I think there is a connection, but I think it's awfully hard to prove it. And the only people who think they can prove it are the zealots who are on a political drive to change whatever it is that they're trying to change, which they can't, including the climate. You can't change it. Mother Nature, you're not going to mess with Mother Nature. But there are people, and I think there's good reason to believe that humans cause a certain amount of action in the weather and in what's going on in the planet. But the planet has a mind of its own. The planet's been around for almost 5 billion years, has changed many times over its course, and is going through one more series of changes, as it continually does. So the people who are trying to drive us to change the way the world is are not going to be successful, because you can't change the world. You can influence it to a point. Is it better if we don't buy and use fossil fuel? Yeah, it really is. But what are you going to use in place of it? At the moment, you don't have any really good. You have nuclear power is not a great alternative. Solar power is not a great alternative. It's good in the fact that it can be used, but you want to have one of those big propeller-driven windmills in your backyard? Of course you don't. And that's why they're hard to put up. For God's sakes, when the Kennedys were controlling what happened on Cape Cod, there was a plan to put a power farm 23 miles off the coast where you could never have seen it in 100 million years. Kennedy quashed it. Squashed it. So anyway, the I'm off on a toot here a little bit. The Great Barrier Reef is an area where there are great species. Have you ever been there? The history of this area, what do they call them? Cays, the little, they're kind of like an inlet. And there are lots of wonderful things that you can, if you snorkel or if you go diving, you can see down there. There is a concern about the first recorded extinction of a mammal anywhere in the world, thought to be primarily due to global climate change brought about by you and me. The expert says the extinction is likely the tip of the iceberg. This is a rodent called the mosaic-tailed rat. It is known to live only in this small coral cay, about 34 miles long and 15 miles wide, off the coast of Australia. Who has studied this? I don't know. Why do we care? I don't know. You can talk about extinction if you really go through the history of the planet. And this is, I kind of want to just give some light to this. Are there things like these large rats that may go away because of things that are changing in their reality? Yep. Should we be concerned about it? Nope. I don't care. Because for every species that disappears, this is what you don't hear from the advocates. For every species that disappears, there's another one that develops, because the Earth is constantly changing, constantly developing new species. And this is the great, this is Mother Nature. This is the great mind in the sky, if you will, ultimate intelligence, God, whatever term, the force, whatever you want to go. Think about this before you get all worked up about species that are being eliminated because of whatever, global warming or whatever may be going on. The number of planets there are in the universe that support life is not countable. There are so many more planets that are just like ours, and there are so many species of beings that have developed on these planets, and the mind behind them, or the mind, whatever. It's so impossible to imagine that there is a force that would create, never mind all the hundreds of thousands, millions of planets that have life on it like ours, but even our planet. Look at around. Look at the various things you can see, even in the day. Like last night, I was watching Shark Tank. Sharks. And then there was a story in the news about an alligator. And you look at the difference. Where these things come from? How did they all develop on this same planet? How did they come to be? You can either get a headache or you can get excited about thinking, contemplating how many different things there are on this planet. So in a time, a day, a week when we're trying to come up with things to be thankful for, because there is so much centralized thinking about what happened in Orlando, you just let your mind wander a little bit. I'm here to help your mind wander. And I saw this thing about this species that was going to be extinct because supposedly of climate change. I said, who cares? What difference does it make? I don't care. Because for the one that disappears, the history of the planet shows how things have come and gone. Humans will be the same. We will be extinct at some point on this planet. Whether it happens naturally or whether we kill ourselves, we're not going to be here forever. And neither is any other species that's on the planet. So why the hell are you getting so worked up about it? It isn't anything you're going to be able to fix. You could spend all the money in the world you wanted to. The only thing good that comes out of all of this is there's some great stocks to buy because people buy into all of this stuff and there's a lot of money to be made in it. Other than that, forget it. All right, so how's that, Victoria? You like my treatise
today? That's a freshly squeezed glass of cynicism.
Yes, it is. And you can hear them all here, filled to the brim. On Good Day at 19 past the hour. Like a lot of you, I used to struggle with my rest. That was before I met Mike Lindell and was fit for MyPillow. This is a different story now. MyPillow is fit to me. It'll be fit to you. How you sleep, how you're on your side or your back. MyPillow fits perfectly. At night, you move the patented MyPillow fill to the right place for you. It'll support your head, your neck. It'll cradle you, and you'll get a great night's sleep. This is a life changer. MyPillow doesn't go flat. It doesn't get hot. And the patented fill stays put. You'll like it, and you'll sleep like a baby. Here's the special offer. Buy one MyPillow, and you'll get another one for your partner free. Two pillows for the price of one. Don't get another bad night's rest. Call 800-874-8985. That's 800-874-8985. Use the promo code DS for your free pillow. Start sleeping better right away. Call 800-874-8985 or go to MyPillow.com. Be sure to use the promo code DS.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This Gold Glove third baseman was solid in the regular season, but shined during the postseason. And he was named the 1998 World Series MVP.
Rocious hits one in the left. Back at the wall. The Yankees have tied it again.
So where is Scott Brosius now? Scott moved from the Yankees' hot corner right into the dugout as an assistant coach at his alma mater, Linfield College in Oregon. In 2008, he became the team's manager and posted a record of 133-49. And he was named Northwestern Conference Coach of the Year three times.
There's a lot of life after baseball, and this is really what it's all about. It's preparing ourselves for the rest of our lives.
Looks like Scott found his field of dreams. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. At HappylandAudio.com, you can hear interviews with Hall of Fame artists telling their stories in their own words. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com.
Think green. Harrison with you. With gas prices hitting $4 a gallon, millions of American parents are still stuck driving their children to and from school, followed by back-to-back activities. Now the old-fashioned notion of carpooling has picked up renewed steam again. But today, coordinating carpool schedules, pickup times, and last-minute schedule changes have become logistical nightmares. Enter Divide the Ride, a carpooling website that automatically organizes carpools between families for free. It creates carpool schedules between trusting families, then emails and texts everybody. Even sends email reminders. You can save on expensive gas and emissions. It's all at DivideTheRide.com. From the Greeniverse, this is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.